Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me. Hello, welcome back to the show.
Hello.
How are you doing? Good to see you. I feel like it's been a while. We had this week in Bali together and now I feel like I miss you.
Oh, I miss you too. Because we didn't talk last week, but then we were together the week before. It just feels like Bali feels like such a long time ago already. But I'm like, it was just the other day.
It does. I was looking through my camera roll, getting sad. And I was like, that was last week. That was basically last week.
Yeah, what in the heck? It's gone. It's too quickly, like in the past. I'm like, what happened here? Time moves too quickly.
Along with my slight tan.
Yeah, you were sunburned in Bali.
I was. I had a whole peeling situation, which is not good. We should not be promoting this at all. But I have a bit of Britishness in me that's hard to get out as soon as the sun comes out, you know?
I went for a walk one day. I don't know if you remember this, but I went for a walk one day and I had my little unitard on and I got a stupid shorts tan line. And Now I know it wasn't super obvious, but like it's really obvious to me. And I'm like, God damn it. Now I have this stupid shorts tan line. Ridiculous.
Is it still around?
It's still around. And that walk was at like 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
For like an hour. I'm like, what? Just what do you mean?
What is this, son?
What is this? The UV must have been bloody high that day. Anyway.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm excited to get back into these co-hosted episodes. I feel like we had a bit of a break of a week and we're jumping right back into them today. And we're going to stick with this one-on-one coaching session because we've had a lot of good feedback and I think it's working really well to kind of really dig into a big topic that the community has asked of us. So I'm excited.
Yay. I'm excited too. Yeah. This is one of my fave topics to talk about.
Oh, great.
What are we talking about today?
We're talking about pre-launch. So this one came to us through the Facebook group. We keep a track of all the questions that people ask as they come into the group. And this is one of the big, big overarching topics that we've been wanting to talk about for a while. And this idea of pre-launch and how you gear up for a launch, how you should launch. Do you launch with a bang or more discreetly? What are some tactics? And I think a lot of founders and a lot of listeners are in this pre-launch stage before launching their business, and they would just love a kind of practical guide step by step on how to actually go about this phase. So,
love it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to jumping in.
I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Okay, so to kick things off, I think we should start right at the beginning with some practical steps of what you absolutely should not be missing when you're gearing up to launch a product or your service or whatever it is that you're launching.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. So I was thinking about this and kind of just reflecting on any time I launch anything. So even if it's pre-launch of a business, or it might be like the pre-launch for a new product, or it might be whatever it is, just creating buzz online, I follow a very specific framework that I've developed over a number of years. And I'm just going to like step us through what I would do in these moments and kind of like, I guess, what I tell other people too, what I tell my coaching clients, what we have in the course, like all that kind of stuff. But I just want to preface this with saying that I feel like a lot of people can get really caught up in the pre-launch and get super stressed and overwhelmed and like all this stuff going on. But like the launch moment, especially the launch moment in a business, the launch moment is like day one. You have like years ahead of you, years of consistent action ahead of you. So like if you don't have this dream pre-launch moment that you've wanted or it doesn't go the way that you kind of plan, don't get too bummed out about it. And I know that like obviously it would suck if it doesn't happen the way that you have in your mind, but it's just the start. It's literally the starting point of this multi-year long journey. And it's not the end of the world. So I just want to preface that because sometimes you can like get so caught up and then, you know, next thing you know, you're launching next week and you haven't had time to prepare. And that's okay because you're just starting from launch day and you're moving consistently forward and taking ongoing action consistently. So
100%. Yeah, just on that note quickly, I was also thinking about this in that same line of thought, how I think for a lot of founders, you can kind of race towards this launch or have that as in your mind as this end goal, this end point that you're working towards. And when that launch will be there, my business will magically appear and everything will be rolling and I'll have money coming in and I'll worry about that point there. And we've seen this happening in magic a few times and it's come up in conversation a few times how founders will get to that point and they've poured all of their energy, resources, time, money to get to that one day. And if it then doesn't kick off, it can just be really, really deflating and tough
to keep going from there. So just to have this idea in the back of your mind that launch day is not the end, it's the beginning, like you said, of a big journey of years and years and years.
Totally. And I think the thing that everyone should remember when you're building a business, like there's the launch moment, but then you need to find product market fit. You need to find the customers out there who are going to resonate with your product. And this just takes time. It just doesn't happen overnight. And finding product market fit can be really difficult. And it's just consistent action to find those kind of, well, they say it's 1,000 true fans. 1,000 true fans that are basically customers that are repeat obsessed brand evangelists. And then once you've found those 1,000 true fans, that's when you've kind of found product market fit and then you're scaling from there. But that first 1,000 is difficult and it takes time. And you're not going to get that just straight away from a launch moment. So anyway, okay, with that in mind, practical tips ahead of a launch. So this is what I do if I'm launching something. This is what I'm doing if I'm launching a business or launching a product, like I was saying. So step one is to give yourself a timeline and choose a launch date. So for me, I typically try to launch something between 1 and 3 months into the future. And basically, you're giving yourself a window of time where you're going to go absolutely bananas on getting everything ready. You're going to be in full action mode, consistent action day after day after day to this date and this like kind of looming deadline in the future. So step one. Step two, this obviously changes over time, but you want to kind of put a loose or a rough budget together that you want to spend on your launch. And you want to kind of have a bit of a think around, okay, what are the kinds of buckets of things that I want to spend money on? Whether that's something like, you know, photography, or whether that's influencers, or whether that's gifting. Even if your budget is technically $0, but you're gifting, you're still going to be gifting, you know, the cost of those goods sold plus shipping costs. So you always will need a budget if you are going to be doing any kind of activity that requires gifting or influencers or whatever it might be. Well, I mean, if influencers, you can be gifting as well, but if you want to also pay for specific content. So having a kind of think about your budget, putting that down, and this is something, again, I like usually change and tweak and come back to as needed. And then step three, it's all around building lists. You're going to have this huge list document. It's basically going to be your like brand Bible. And the first kind of part of the document that you want to create is, and the way that we have ours done is like we just have tabs along the bottom, but you can create it however you like to set up your own spreadsheets. But on the first tab, we're going to have basically your timeline and checklist of every single tiny action that you need to do that's going to get you to launch. So for example, in the lead up to a launch, you might be like, okay, cool. I need to get my website live. I need to connect my URL to my Shopify site. I need to set up my automated flows for my email marketing. I need to get some photography done so that my product is shot on models. You will have a list of many, 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 many things. But then what I mean by the tiny actions is then if you're thinking about, okay, I need to get photography done, there are many steps in that one kind of thing. So you're going to be looking for models. You're going to be looking for a studio. You're going to need to find a photographer. You're going to make sure that you're going to have samples. There are all those kind of tiny tasks that are broken down. So you want to create this huge list of every single tiny task that you're going to do before launch. And then beside that, you want to kind of assign a date or a week to it so that you're essentially working your way down to this launch date. And then that shows you kind of like when you're starting to get behind on all these things that you need to get done. So you kind of like list down all these different tasks, all the different dates, and you're essentially wanting to kind of like flesh this out straight away in your timeline. So let's say that you're like, your launch date is like 3 months away. You want to get this done, like this whole thing that I'm going to say now, you want to get this done like within the first week so that you have fleshed out this big document and you're like ready to go. Now, as you're moving down the list, the closer you get to the launch date, there's going to be obviously more kind of your own marketing efforts going into the list, but you can kind of keep those blank until we fill out the rest of these lists that I'm going to talk us through. and then they'll slot into that like timeline and checklist. So first thing, you get that whole list done. All your actions are in there. All your dates are in there. And then we're going to go to the next phase, which is the next list on a new tab. So on the next tab, we're going to be starting to create specific lists for the different buckets of things that you want to focus on. So for example, you might be thinking, okay, great, I have this new beauty product. I absolutely want to do gifting. So I want to give out, you know, 100 of my products. Or you might be thinking, I want to have a launch event. Or you might be thinking, I want to have PR coming out. My product really suits PR and I have some really good hooks and I've got some really good stories. I want to focus on that. Or you might be thinking, I'm going to focus. I mean, obviously you'll be thinking about focusing on your own organic content too, but you're kind of going to be thinking about those different buckets. If you're a food brand, you might be like, okay, how am I going to get my product into the mouths of people? How am I going to demo and how am I going to sample and how am I going to gift at scale to everyday customers? So you want to be thinking about the different buckets that you're going to focus on and choose kind of like, I think a problem that early stage founders kind of have a lot of the time is you want to do all the things. So you get super overwhelmed because you're like, I'm going to do everything. And then you don't do any of them really well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's about like self-audit, like self-auditing yourself, self-auditing yourself. It's about giving yourself a self-audit. I'm saying that weirdly. I don't know why. Giving yourself a self-audit to be like, okay, what can I actually realistically do? And what are the things that I think really suit my product and my brand? And how am I going to go deep in that? So for example, let's just say you're like, I'm going to go deep in TikTok organic content and I'm going to go deep in gifting. And I've got like enough product that I can give away 100 units plus the shipping costs. And that's going to be my like thing that I'm focusing on and maybe a hint of PR. So on your list, let's say you're going to do the gifting for 100 influencers or micro creators, you're going to create your dream 100. And the dream 100 is this framework that I use. And even if you're not doing 100, maybe you're doing 10 or maybe you're doing 20, but we just call it the dream 100. You're going to spend like a lot of time building out that entire list. So you want to have the links to every creator's profile. You want to find their contact details. You want to build out this little black book essentially of all these people that you want to work with, because this needs to be done ahead of time so that you can start the outreach and start that process. Are you going to say something? I feel like I just rambled on.
Oh no, it just popped into my mind that we spoke about the Dream 100 in our PR episode, which I think yes. Is a great overlap for people to see.
Totally. Totally. It's the same concept.
Exactly.
Building everything out, getting that list like down, because also like, again, if you're going to gift 100 creators, it's going to take you some time to research those 100 creators. Maybe you've got a bit of a swipe file saved. Maybe you've been kind of like bookmarking them on Instagram or, you know, whatever it might be on TikTok, but you want to kind of like put it all together, like consolidate everything into this document that you have going. Okay, so that's where you're kind of like starting to build these lists in these different buckets, and you do the same thing for PR, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And like I just said, you really want to get these lists fully fleshed out, all the contact details. You want to, like, I even go as deep as getting like my kind of baseline scripts prepared so that when it comes time for me to action, I'm just going to be doing one after the other, like line by line, action, action, action. So I kind of want to get everything ready. If I'm going to be sending, you know, if it's PR, if I'm going to be sending pictures or if I'm going to be sending a one pager, like I'm getting all that stuff together so that it all lives in this document. And then the other thing that you want to do is create, so you've got all those different kind of buckets that you're going to focus on, but one of the key things that I think people forget to do around any kind of launch is really zoning in on your kind of community and your inner circle and having the people that you know or that you've been connected to help you. So I think we can get caught up in thinking like mass, it needs to be ads and we're going to be doing millions of eyeballs. But actually when you take this one-to-one approach and you just like use a list and you go through that list one-to-one, the power in that, especially in the beginning when you're launching something and you have so many people around you who actually want to be your hype girl or be your hype guy and kind of rally for your success. So I also create a list of my own community. And so I'll be going through my inbox, like literally by email, being like, I wonder if that person could introduce me to someone, or I wonder if that person could, you know, shout about the brand when we launch. And I make, again, this huge list of everyone out of my LinkedIn, my Facebook, my WhatsApps, my texts, my Instagrams, my emails, everyone. I really like rack my brain, and I spend a lot of time putting together kind of this list, then with their contact details. And then I also add in different notes around, like, you know, maybe that person can help me with an introduction to that person, or that person has a podcast. Maybe I could ask them a favor to help me out there, you know, whatever it is. So then basically you've got this huge document built out. You want to do this in that first week. You want to get this kind of fleshed out as much as possible. And then you're kind of going to shift gears from, you will have been doing all these kind of like the back end things, like the photography and connecting your Shopify and all that kind of thing. And then you're going to be moving into your organic content. So if it's TikTok, or if it's Reels, or if it's repurposing TikTok to Reels, whatever it might be, you're going to be starting to focus on those channels every day, creating content, testing ideas, putting the word out there, getting everyone kind of hyped for the launch. And then you're also going to be going through these lists, reaching out and, you know, putting your pitch out there, because this is, it's basically all it is. It's just pitching your friends. It's cold outreaching influencers. It's sending a message or a DM to someone in Instagram. And again, what can often happen in these situations is you don't hear back. Someone ghosts you, or you get no reply, and you're deflated and you're like, oh, you know, that didn't work out or whatever. But it's actually all in the follow-up. So that's why you need to give yourself enough time for these things to just flourish, because if you reach out to someone, it might take them 2 weeks to get back to you. I mean, it can take me 2 weeks to get back to someone from my inbox. Like, it can just take a while. And then you've also got to consider, if you're reaching out to media or, you know, PR agencies or whatever it might be, that these people are working on their own editorial calendar. So there's the more time that you have, and this is why we say kind of around 3 months is the ideal spot. The more time you have, the more you've kind of got time to let these things flourish. And yeah, basically then it's just actioning these things and like following up and then following up again to get the ball rolling. And then basically you kind of keep track of everything in the document. And then next thing you know, in the blink of an eye, it's going to be launch week.
Yeah, I love it. I love a list. And I think it's so valuable to have one of these master lists, especially in that first week. You're going to have random things pop into your mind all the time, probably especially when you don't want them to, like when you're trying to sleep. Like, oh, I need to do that. Oh, I need to do that. And it's so valuable to have a place where you can store this information. It's out of your brain, somewhere where it's stored. You know it's not going to be forgotten. And then it's a checklist that when you get to that, that's going to be the next thing that you're going to do. And I think it also works really well just for small dopamine hits, that when it does get to actioning those items, you get a really good feeling when you take those things off your list and you're starting to move along.
Totally. And then you're actually able to be like, you can see what your efforts have been as well. Like, instead of being like, oh yeah, I kind of did this thing or I kind of did that thing, you're like, no, these are all the things that I did. This is everyone that I pitched. This is every influence that I reached out to. This is everything that went into the launch event. This is everything that went into these, you know, markets, whatever it might be, X, Y, and Z. And then I also actually keep track of, I have like a wrap-up coverage section where I keep track of everything, every creator that posted, or screenshots of anything that happened, even the tiniest thing. So I have, again, consolidated absolutely everything that I don't forget what happened, because it's easy to forget things that happened too. And then I also constantly update how much I spent on everything, because miscellaneous things come up. And then in the future, or the next time you do a launch, it's great because you can go back and be like, oh, okay, I tried influencers and it either went really well or it didn't. And then you know that for next time. And, you know, 6 months down the track or a year down the track, you might have forgotten all these little bits and pieces, or you might have forgotten this huge list of people that you can also come back to the next time that you want to launch the next thing. So it's just kind of like, it's like a good habit, I guess, to get into.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think I first came into contact with this launch strategy for the book, Your Hype Girl, which was 2 years ago now, something like this. And I remember at the time, I just found it brilliant, especially keeping a track of all the creators that we'd spoken to, people that had genuine interest in the product. And then we know exactly who those people are for the future. And if, you know, we want to do something with them in the future, or a collaboration or a back and forth, you know, those people have already bought into your story and your brand.
Totally. And I forgot one thing. When it comes to your own community and the list that you make of the people that you know, what I'm trying to do with that list specifically is I'm trying to get them to share it to their networks. So I'm asking my best friend, hey, can you send this to people that I don't know? Can you send this to like as many people as you know that I don't? So it kind of like has this network effect outside of our friendship group, our friends and family. You want to get into the friendship group of your friends and their family that you don't know and kind of spread it out and seed it out that way.
Yes, infiltrate these other bubbles.
Yes, exactly.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
So the next question I've got, with this launch framework in mind, I was wondering, should you launch with a bang or more discreetly? We've heard both cases on the show. There's probably not a one-size-fits-all solution, and it probably depends on your brand. But I just wanted to get a bit more of a sense of when it would suit to launch more with a bang, more discreetly, what your take is on this.
Totally. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It really does depend, and there is no right or wrong answer. But I would say like a really kind of easy, quick formula that you could follow is that if you already have a community or you already have kind of an audience or, you know, a large-ish group of people that you're able to create hype and kind of use secrecy as part of the strategy for an upcoming launch, that really could work in your favor. It could also really work in your favor if you, even if you have a small community, maybe you only have a few thousand followers or something like that, but maybe you have something that is, you know, really like an invention. So it's something really unique and really different that you can, that kind of like lends itself really well to that secrecy, like excitement. So I would say that's probably where you could lean into it. Whereas if you don't have a community yet and you're just getting started, I think you just want to be shouting about this as loudly as possible for as long as possible, because we all know that it takes someone, you know, 6 to 8 touch points with your brand across multiple channels to have enough trust to buy you. And because you're a new brand and there isn't a lot of content out there, and there isn't, you know, huge influencer campaigns, and they haven't seen your brand before, you want to just be talking about it again and again and again as much as possible. But again, like if you don't have time and you're launching next week, don't worry too much about it, because it's the same actions that you're going to be doing afterwards, day after day after day, consistently for the next couple of years. So I would say, like, in the pre-launch kind of phase, and we didn't really talk about this already, but in the pre-launch phase, you also want to be building your wait list. You want to be building your email database. And of course, there are different strategies that you can use to do that. But if you're going hard, for example, on TikTok, you might develop a really strong lead magnet and drive people to that lead magnet to download, kind of in return for their email address. And if you're not doing the secrecy thing, then you're able to also, like, really lean into that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. On that note, are there some other kind of pre-launch marketing tactics that you've seen being super effective? Something that you've seen someone do and be like, ah, that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've seen lead magnets work really well for building databases. I've seen giveaways.
And does that look like you mentioned, would that be a TikTok video that you send someone to a landing page, or how does that?
Exactly. Yep. So it would either be that or through ads, like, and I would recommend doing organic channels. Like, you need to be doing activities that drive traffic to your website. And so that's either going to be through different organic channels or through paid channels. But because you haven't found product market fit yet, you can blow a lot of money on ads testing, whereas you could do it for free testing content to drive that traffic and finding the right messaging. I would say there was an episode on the show where I think it was a supplements company. They did a giveaway of a Peloton, and they managed to get a wait list of like 40,000 emails, and they bought the Peloton, so whatever the cost of a Peloton bike is, and then they invested still like a significant money in ads to drive eyeballs to and traffic to the website. So, you know, that's why it still does take a budget to do those kind of initiatives. I've also seen a couple times, we've seen this on the show, where people will give away a sample size for free. So they'll be like, cool, we're going to give away 1,000 units, just pay shipping. And that's specifically a great strategy that you can use if you have a low kind of price point product, consumer packaged goods. You know, maybe it's like food and bev or a beauty product or something that people do really need to try it on.
Mm-hmm.
To buy it.
To get that product in people's hands. I've been targeted by those on Instagram, I think. Almost feels too good to be true. And then, it's always low price point products, and then you get them in your hand. And then, you know, a lot of founders on the show say, just get your product in as many hands as possible, especially in the early days.
Exactly. And you're basically just looking at this is your acquisition cost versus spending it on an ad to get someone to buy. So if you have a food product, the reality is, like, people need to try it to know if they're going to buy it the second time. So that's why you'll often see, you know, sampling and demos and that kind of thing. So that's a strategy that would work really well for food product. Or something even like, you know, perfume. You really need to smell perfume before you're going to buy it. So that could work really well. Or if you're kind of launching a new product to market that people aren't sure around and they need education around, that's when that could work really well. Like Sisto with Kaylee, she did that in the beginning. She gave away mini sizes of her powder shampoo to get people to try it. And then if they liked it, buy the bigger product.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Another one just popped into my mind. You touched up on it a little bit with the higher price point, higher tech products. Do you remember Lima Laser on the show with Lucy Goff? And I think she had a brilliant, super secretive hype campaign around the launch. And they also, I need to fact check this and I'll link it in the show notes. They had a crazy number of people sign up to the wait list and no one had any idea what this product was. But they even got a lot of high profile people involved at this point, which is also an interesting tactic and a super basic landing page that didn't give anything away. And they built hype this way.
I don't remember the specific campaign, but definitely link it in the show notes.
I will. Final point before we wrap up. I was thinking, how do you keep this momentum of your launch going for as long as possible? So obviously, like we were saying, you're working towards this big day and it can go one way or another. if you do manage to catch some momentum on this one day, how do you keep that going into the first couple of weeks, months, maybe years of your business?
Yeah. So it's the same kind of strategy that you keep using consistently. You want to amplify anything that's working for you. So launch happens, you're going to work with a bunch of creators, maybe you get some press, whatever it is, something happens, you get this bit of content back, you want to amplify that wherever you can. So let's say, for example, you land a podcast interview, you're on someone's show. Great, amazing. How can you turn that into a piece of content across all your channels? How can that live on your LinkedIn? How can that live on your Instagram? How can that live in your email signature? How can you use that interview to then hook in media and pitch it out to PR? How can you add that to your website as social proof? How can you turn that into an ad? You want to basically, every single thing that you get, you want to amplify that and shout about it in every single place that you can to see if it then works on another channel. And so, you know, a good example is even if you like have a win yourself. So let's say you have a video that goes viral on TikTok, it starts selling a lot of sales, or, you know, an influencer has a TikTok go viral. Okay, great. The headline is, you know, influencer sells out product, and you're pitching that to all the media and kind of using that hook to go out and put that even into something like Linkbee, for example. You just want to continually leverage every moment that happens in as many places that happen that you have access to.
And I suppose you also have leverage, especially around launch, just purely from the fact that you're launching. So the idea of, you know, brand new product on the scene, or be the first to try this thing. There's a lot of kind of marketing and messaging and buzz that's created just around the fact that you're launching. Milk that as much as you can.
Totally. You know what actually comes to my mind, and this isn't a new business launch, but it was a new product launch that happened 2 weeks ago, was Sarah's new product launch with Contour Cube. And everyone should go and check out what she did on Instagram, because it was just phenomenal. But basically, she followed kind of the secrecy and really lent into this new thing that was coming. And she developed a series of content, like short form content videos that went across YouTube Shorts, TikTok, and Reels. And she, with the help of ChatGPT, she created all these like riddles and rhymes. And then she would put these videos on the channel and encourage people to guess what it was. And it was insane. It went really, really well. She did the content so well. And the comments and the engagement, it was so interesting to see what all the customers and her community wanted and were kind of like asking for. And so she did that. I don't know how many videos that she did, maybe like 6 or 12 in the lead up to an existing audience, obviously, but it just went really well to launch that new product and create so much hype in advance. And that's where I was saying earlier, like if you have an existing audience or community that are going to kind of like rally around you, that's when it can work really well. And that's a prime example of when it just, you know, went bananas.
That is so brilliant. And also what a way to get pointers for future.
Yeah, totally. It's literally product development happening in the comments. Let's definitely link that in the show notes, because it was just such a cool campaign. And she just, I mean, she's the master of content. She nailed it.
I love that. It's also a good reminder to keep having fun with it, I think, is a good closing note. It's a fun period in this pre-launch to the business, and you can get creative and you can, you know, there's still a lot of imagination and creativity and building going on. And yeah, not to forget to enjoy that moment. I saw something on Instagram literally earlier today that said that people are actually happiest during the planning phase of a big trip. So when you're looking at a holiday, it's usually the planning when you're the happiest. So I don't know if that applies here, but.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I think the thing to remember with a pre-launch or launch of anything really is you're just trying to get eyeballs on what you're doing. You want to get attention on the internet. And especially if you're a low price point product, like a consumer packaged goods brand, so beauty, kitchen, bathroom, whatever, you want as many people trying your product as possible. And you're just thinking about ways that you can drive traffic to your website and get your product in the hands of as many people as possible. And I will just say, I'm going to give a shout out here to a shameless plug. If you do want the framework that I spoke about and you don't want to build that kind of spreadsheet yourself, we do have it. It's currently on a limited time offer. And let's link that in the show notes as well for anyone who wants to check 100%. It out.
Yeah, amazing. Thanks so much.
Loved this. Thanks, everyone. That's the pod.
See you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Hey, it's Dune here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female-founded business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/hypeclub. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.